Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. Today, I want to share about Mother's Day and point out a few things on how we all can have a healthy mind, healthy body, and healthy finances while honoring our moms. First of all, as a mother myself, and having been a grandma figure to so many, and I have quite a few nieces and nephews, and I'm working daily with people, guiding them to their optimal health in mind and body and finances, I feel really qualified to sharing some ideas with you that hopefully make your Mother's Day a more pleasant and fulfilled one. Let's define who is a mother. A woman in relation to her child or children. A woman who brings up a child with care and affection. A woman who gives birth to a child. A mother is a female parent of a child. Mothers are women who inhabit or perform the role of bearing some relation to their children, who may or may not be their biological offsprings. So those are just some definitions that I found when I Googled who is a mother. And I want to take a stand to the last one, who may or may not be their biological offspring. Well, when I was a tiny little girl, 10 months old, my biological mom passed away suddenly. And my dad was blessed to find somebody, got remarried. And that woman has been my bonus mom, as I call her, for the last 66 years. And I'm 68. So when I was 2, my dad remarried. And she had 4 children of her own. She loves us all the same, pretty much. She is amazing. Nothing has to do with biology for her or DNA. It's the heart that she has to love her children. And actually, the more interesting part was that she had a soother at the house that day who went to ask her in the hand of marriage when my dad came barging in and said, "I need to talk to you. This is very important. I really need to talk to you. Be my wife and the mom to Denise and to the older one that we had accepted in into our family before my biological mom died." So my mom said yes to my dad, and she sent the other one on his merry way. They've been friends ever since, and I think he might just have passed away or his wife just passed away. But my mom still talks about him, and we all talk about him. We met him. He came to visit a few times. But that is, in my opinion, what a real, true mom is. She can keep friends. There's no problem with that. But she knows where she belongs, why she belongs there, and she treats that child that she didn't bear but or give birth to, but that was there and needed her as a mom figure. And she gives her best and loves on him. That's the way I feel. So blessed, so happy. And I wish that for more people. With Mother's Day in 3 days. Oh my. Mother's Day in 3 days. And all the stories I have seen, read, heard, and that have been told to me over the last few days even, I go, man, being a mother is not always easy. It's not always joyful, though we consider it a privilege to be moms. And as I said, I am one myself, except my child's an adult now and still needs a mom to guide her in her ways at times. So our ways of thinking about what a mom is or who a mom is, that changes according to the age. So I remember when I was a child, I thought my parents, my mom knew everything. And I almost worshipped the pedestal she stood on for me. Then I got older and into the teen years. And I started questioning more and more things because, as we all know, education evolves. It changes the way we teach, the way we learn, what can be taught, et cetera, et cetera. And that makes it a little bit more difficult. So once you're a teenager, you start thinking about those things and say, oh, gee, my parents really have no clue who they are, what's going on, or who I am. I don't need to listen to them because they really don't know me. And that's just the phase we go through because we're learning so many new things at school that our parents didn't learn because things, as I said, they evolve, they change. And then we go to the next step. Many of us get married. And quite often after we get married, we have a child or children. And then we go, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do now? I wish my mom were here and could help me out. Ding, ding, ding. Hi, Mom. Can you help me out? This is the problem. I need your advice. So everything changes. That means we really realize that moms will always be steps ahead of us. And they will always be our moms, no matter what age we're at. It's just we're growing through our stages as they grow through theirs. And I can honestly say that my mom, or my bonus mom, who's going to be 91 next month, has progressed tremendously with having her four other children relatively close by with their children and their children. And so she's a great grandma of, I think, 13 little ones, if I'm not mistaken. And she keeps so young at heart. She's still riding her bike and doing things. It's amazing at 91. She still went snow skiing last winter. So I just really, really want to put it out there. Please, let's honor and celebrate our moms, our loved ones on May 9th. It doesn't have to be anything expensive. Maybe we can't even go and visit because of regulations due to the pandemic. But so many things that do not require a lot of time, effort, but just a little bit of heart and maybe a little bit of time. For example, if we can visit because we're close by, and they belong to the family, and depending on the rules and the state you're in, make it an effort to go visit because we don't know how much longer our moms are around. One day they're here, the next they're not. Let's make the most out of it. If we can't visit, let's give them a phone call, or if they're up to it, do a Skype or a Zoom call where we can see them, especially if they have somebody close by who knows how to handle the computers so they can see you. All they have to do is talk to you and see you and smile and cheer. And the other person, be it a grandchild or another relative who's there with them, can handle the computer aspect. How fun is that? My mom just discovered the WhatsApp video calls. They're free. And since she's in Switzerland and I'm in the USA, so when she is with my brother or my sister, so we do WhatsApp video calls because mom, yeah, she does emails once in a while, but she quite often forgets her password or her username or whatever. So that's nothing negative. That's just part of getting older and depending on how we were raised, what we do about it. But she just loves it. I mean, she was beaming all around her face. And if she wouldn't have had ears, it would have just gone around and around and around. But anyway, she was so happy. We can also write a letter. Quite often, people do not write handwritten letters anymore. And I'm guilty of that. I prefer typing it up on a computer. It goes about 75% faster than handwriting. Plus, it's legible. I print it out and then I sign by hand. But that's not the same as writing a letter or a card by hand and sending it. We can have flowers delivered. Depending on where we are in the circumstances, we can go on an outing outside, sitting on a bench under a tree or in a forest and have some good time, quality time together. Or we can even maybe share a meal indoors or outdoors, depending on what's happening, or in a restaurant. You know, it's just all depending on what we can do. But right now, I just feel so blessed, and I want to share a few poems with you and then maybe see what kind of other activities we could do for our moms to make them feel special. So there is one poem that says, "Mom, I am so blessed with all that you do. Your love and kindness always guides me through. Forever thankful to have you as my mom. You are the most wonderful one." Or another one. "A mother just like you, I just want to let you know you mean the world to me. Only a heart as dear as yours would give so unselfishly." And that is definitely my bonus, Mom. Next one. "The many things you've done, all the times that you were here, help me know deep down inside how much you really care." I forgot the P in the transcript there. "Even though I might not say it, I appreciate you do, or I appreciate all you do. Richly blessed is how I feel, having a mother just like you. Mom always prefers personal attention or something homemade, though this year I will call her and give her of my personal time because I go over there. I haven't had the vaccine yet. They don't have the one I want. They always make excuses for everything, and so I just walk away. Since I have the luxury and the privilege and the blessings to work from home, and I'm only outside for the bike rides where I don't really encounter people, so I don't really have to worry about it. However, I'm restricted to travel and or definitely to fly. Plus, I would not want to get exposed to just everybody who's in the airplane, even if they wear masks, because they can still be carriers without feeling sick themselves. So I just wanted to, you know, point a few things out. So what can you do? I mean, how much time do you have in 3 days to figure out something? You don't want to plan a huge party or anything, but you could write your own poem, compose a song, draw a picture, or have your children or grandchildren draw pictures, make a memory album, go for a walk. Even if you push your mom in a wheelchair, she still would probably love to go outside for a walk if the weather is nice. Recite a poem, handcraft a card or a little box or something. There are so many things we can do. And I would say handmade or self-created things are usually worth more than things that are store-bought, unless the mom specifically says that is actually what I need in order to, you know, to cook or to do this or to do that. If it's a specific wish that they have voiced, that's one thing. I would honor it if I could. But if they don't say anything, something handmade, as I said, a card, a phone call, something that gives of you, your heart and your time usually means a lot more. There is a saying, nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care. And that's definitely something for moms. So I'm just going to read you a few more little poems and let you think of what you could do. One is called Sunshine. My mother, my friend so dear, throughout my life, you're always near, a tender smile to guide my way. You're the sunshine to light my day. That was written by Anon. A mother's love. joys in life, the big ones and the small, a mother's love and tenderness is the greatest of them all. It's another Anon. A wish for you. Just one little wish for you, Mom, but it's loving and happy and true. It's a wish that the nicest and best things will always keep coming true. Anon. Let's find some others. Oh, they're most of them from Anon. A mother's prayer. I thank you from the heart for all you've done for me, and I bless the Lord for giving me the best mother there could be. Or wishing you a wonderful day. Sending this, Mom, especially to say, wishing you a happy and wonderful day, and to tell you this day will always be one for remembering the many sweet things you have done. And it goes on and on. I Googled it and I got, I think, 32 short poems, which is so amazing. Yeah, 36. So I Googled it as poems and handmade gifts, and it says 36 short Mother's Day poems about mothers to share with your moms. So those are the things that I love doing, all personalized if possible. And as I said, for me, it's hard to mail anything unless it's a letter and I know how much the postage is and I can put it in my mailbox and the mail delivery person picks it up and takes it to the post office. But I'm not going to go to the post office and wait in line with a mask on for half an hour to an hour with a 6-foot physical distancing, because as I mentioned several times, I cannot wear a mask or it triggers an asthma attack. So I do what I can do, and I know I definitely will call my mom and spend some time with her on the phone, probably another hour or so. And lucky me, that's something that I would like to bring your attention to. There are cell phone plans, especially with T-Mobile, and I don't want to promote one over another, but I know that T-Mobile has it because that's what I'm on. I pay $10 a month, and I get to call free from my cell phone to just about any landline in a lot of different countries. I can call Argentina, Czechoslovakia, Canada, Switzerland, and I don't pay anything and they don't pay anything, because coming phone call on the landline and they don't pay for the incoming calls there. But for me, if I were to have to pay from my cell phone to their landlord, I couldn't afford it. And with Mom, we usually talk minimum usually 30 minutes, usually around an hour or even an hour and a half, because she has so much to share. And life is different at the age of almost 91 than it is at the age of 68 or younger. So I want to listen to her because I don't know when I will hear her voice again. And honestly, right now I'm in preparation to make sure that if I cannot go over there this year to visit her, that I can go next year for her 92nd birthday, and hopefully we can have a party then. That would be so cool. So anyway, that's it for right now. I hope I gave you a little bit of insight in who a mother is and how we can keep our minds and body and finances healthy by doing things on our own, by finding ways that don't cost us extra money. I mean, what is $10 a month for all the phone calls? I mean, I would spend probably $100 per phone call if I were to pay outright and not have that special plan. So it really behooves me to have signed up for that plan, which I've had now for many years. It's been most wonderful. I also want to say, anything we do that affects us, that stresses us, puts stress on our mind. And when we have a stress on our mind, it carries over to our body. And when it carries over to our body, we get ill. And then what does it take to get healthy again? Quite often, It takes doctor's visits, tests, exams, medications, and quite often they give you medications for too long of a time, and then it makes you even sicker than you were in the first place. So I'm not saying doctors are bad, not at all. I have a lot of doctors in my family, but they do what they need to do and what they know how to do. And if we keep our mind healthy and we read daily and talk daily and maybe solve puzzles, crossword puzzles, or the puzzle piece is like a 100 or a 500 or a 1,000 piece thing that we can leave out till it's finished, that is so amazing. That stimulates the brain, and so Alzheimer's and dementia cannot kick in as fast as when we do anything. People who retire from their regular jobs doesn't mean they have to sit at home in the recliner and twiddle their thumbs. They can start living a brand new life and, you know, hone in on their hobbies or start creating something else or write a book or start creating a course for something that they're really good at and they would love to share with others so they can benefit from it. If you have any questions about that, let me know ASAP because there is a 5-day course going on from May 11 through May 15. It's 2.5 to 3 hours a day. I'm in California, so it's from 11 to about 11 a.m. to about 2 p.m. And it's a free course created by Dean Graziosi and Tony Robbins and 14 other most amazing mentors and leaders in this world. And they all want to give this as a gift to everyone who wants to learn what they can do with their lives since things have changed. It will never, ever go back to the way it was. It will get better, but it will never go back to where it was. So it's time for us to take charge and make the most out of it, to keep a healthy mind, a healthy body, and healthy finances so we don't have to worry about anything. So having said that, if you guys would love to participate on that 5-day free challenge with all the teachings from these 16 amazing people, let me know and I'll send you the link. Or you can go to my Facebook page and scroll down till you see the Dean Graziosi Tony Robbins 5-day challenge on your future challenge and sign up for free. And if they ask where you found it from, you can put me down as the reference. Anyway, so having said that, I want to offer you another gift besides joining me on that 5-day journey. If you would like to learn a few things about your personal health, be it mind or body or anything, if you would like to get my e-newsletter, that's email newsletter, that I send out weekly with a healthy recipe, a healthy activity, and some other amazing valuable information, let me know. Send me a quick email to coachdenise@ctdigest.net. Highlight, copy, and paste it into the URL for the email, and let me know that you would like, to receive the free gifts. Or the other one is a free health goal strategy session, which I do on one-on-one, so we can really hone in deep and see how I can best help you. So those are my two free gifts on top of what I just shared about Dean Graziosi and Tony Robbins, who are offering their gift. It's a huge value. And if all the guest speakers who are going to be on, like Pete Vargas III, and I think Gwyneth Paltrow, I'm not sure, and so many. And it shows it actually in posts that I have put up on my Facebook a few days ago. That's so awesome. What you do need to do, however, is put in the URL for my email in the subject line there, you need to put capital BTR for Blog Talk Radio, so I can fish it out of the spam folder. I get about 500 emails every day that go in spam, and so I just go through and look for BTR, and anything that's BTR, I take out and put it into the regular mail, and from then on, it comes to my regular mail. If it doesn't say BTR, it gets deleted. So I just want to make it easier on myself, and I want to make sure that your email will be seen and read and taken care of. And that's why I'm stressing, please, please, please put in the subject line the first three letters in caps, B as in Bruno, T as in Tom, and R as in Rex. I would really appreciate that. If you do not have email, and you want to do the same or participate in one of my shows, if you have something to share that has to do with healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances, I would love to have you on my call, on my show. You can also voicemail or text me at 562-335-4956. And again, that's 562-335-4956 for voicemail or text only. I do not answer the phone unless I have a scheduled phone call and I know who I'm talking with and what about, so I can give you my full attention and I'm not scatterbrained. So it's out of respect for you and for myself, so I can actually, you know, help out and not make things complicated. Anyways, that's it for today. I hope and I wish all of you a most wonderful Mother's Day, Grandmother's Day, Great-Grandmother's Day, Mother-to-be's Day. I mean, anything like that is just totally awesome and needs to be appreciated and celebrated. And I look forward to talking with you next week, but I think since I'm going to be on Dean's 5-day challenge, it's not going to be at 11, but I might do it at 10 o'clock, yeah, probably at 10 o'clock in the morning or so, if there's an opening. All right, take care, have a fabulous weekend and a most wonderful Mother's Day, and just know that I appreciate each one of you who are listening in and who are doing something, and the ones who really are participating and the ones who choose to take me up on the free health goal strategy session or on the free e-newsletter with healthy recipe and activity. All right. Blessings to everybody, and I'll talk to you soon again.